one resolution that we can make is that I want to improve the quality of my worship from just a ritualistic exercise to a meaningful spiritual endeavor to gain closeness to Almighty Allah. I will attempt to perform my salah with khushu and khudu. Now, let us analyze how we pray. We focus on the urgent and not what is important. It is important to follow what Almighty Allah has made farz upon us, but we focus on urgent issues that we have in our life. So we rush through our salah just to get over it. Many of us are reluctant to spend extra time in the house of Allah. When we pray, when we roll our beads, we do it mechanically. When we recite Bismillah before eating and we just gobble our food without even thinking of Almighty Allah at all, we just stuff our bellies with overload of food. In salah, our minds become noisy with worldly thoughts, and this distracts us from feeling the closeness to Almighty Allah. Salah performed with khushu and khudu is mentioned that the takbir, the qiyam, the recitation of Quran, the ruku, the qawma, the sujood, qada, all these things, attahiyat and salam, are like the body parts of salah, and khushu and khudu are like the heart and the soul. The body void of these is useless and meaningless. Salah is performed without its soul, without khushu and khudu, and such salah will not be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah. Submission of heart means to intentionally keep the heart free from insinuating thoughts and try to imagine the greatness and the majesty of Almighty Allah. Okay, submission of the body parts is that you do not look here and there, do not adjust your hair and your clothing, stand with humbleness in front of Almighty Allah. The Holy Quran Hadith of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeatedly teach us to perform salah with khushu and khudu. That means, in a sense, that we perform salah, that we should feel the closeness of Almighty Allah. The following verses, translation from the Holy Quran, Surah Mu'minun, verse 1 and 2. Success is really attained by the believers who concentrate their attention in humbleness when offering salah. And also in Surah Baqarah, verse 45, Almighty Allah says, seek help through patience and prayer. It is indeed exacting, but not for those who are humble in their hearts. And then there's another verse of the Holy Quran. Take due care of all the prayers and the middle prayer, that means Asr, and stand before Allah in total devotion. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, when you hear the iqama, proceed to for salah with calmness and dignity and do not rush. Pray what you can with congregation. That means this is something for us to think of. When sometime when we join salah and it's late and the imam is about to make ruku, you find people rushing and running to join the congregation. So you are warned against that. That means there must be dignity. And also it mentioned once, beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the masjid and a person followed him. And the person prayed the salah and went to beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and greeted him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned the greeting and told him, go back and pray, for you have not prayed. The man went back and prayed in the same way as before. And then he returned and again greeted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, go back and pray, you have not prayed. He did this 3 times. In the end he said, please teach me on how to pray. And then beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, when you stand for prayer, say takbir and then recite from the Holy Quran what you know by heart, and then bow until you feel ease. Raise your head and stand up straight, then prostrate until you feel ease. That means do not rush into ruku and stand up immediately. Rush into sajda and stand up. That means take your time, enjoy every moment of your salah. Do it calmly. Take your time and read. And this is what it means, the action of khushu and khudu. And also it's when Hazrat Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu mentioned, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, when the time of the prescribed prayer comes, if any Muslim perform ablution well and offers his prayer with humility and bowing, it will be expiation of his sins. That means all his sins will be washed away. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to understand this message, that we should recite our salah with khushu and khudu. In this way, we will get close to Almighty Allah. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.